The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
I just have all this talking with the family. Shalom Zachar, we're talking with the family. And we were talking about a different event that happened recently. So I want to say something to the family also. Part of the talking is, we said, that a person who has a family, he is supposed to recognize that this family is a special gift that was given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And his tachlis of his family is to take care of the needs of the family. But that's what it is, to take care of the needs of the family. And if he does that, then we saw in the past that Chorizol wrote that if you take care of the needs of your family, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you're going to be noisichin in your family, they're going to be mechabed you also. If you look at the family, it's just you're asking them to take care of your needs, then you're not going to take care of your needs, and you're not going to get any. Today I want to speak about a specific need, which is nageh at the times when there's more stress. We know this, all different things that happened recently, and the missiles and everything else. It's a shame it should be finished soon. One of the most important needs in a family is to have an atmosphere of tranquility, of yoga, of calmness. I remember, I didn't hear it directly, but somebody told me from Amisim Karelitz that during the Gulf War, 30 years ago, there was a whole different shavas about on Shabbos, if you're allowed to seal up the room with tape or not. Somebody would speak to Amisim Karelitz about it, and I'm not going to get into all the problems of shavas, but what he said in Tehachat Varim is that in these situations, the avodah of the Rav who's guiding the Kehila, is also to make a avira of being calm, of realizing that we're always in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have nothing to worry about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do only what's good for us. And Adarav, that's the biggest shmir we can have. The more we strengthen our bitach and the peace of mind that we have, that we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest shmir. He said, if the Rav is not matzliach, then there's certain coolers that you can rely on because the person's still nervous. But the lachatzila is that we shouldn't have to
call halashon.
Come out to the coolest because everybody has a type of feeling. It's very important when there are times of certain things going on in the world, terrorists going on in the world, terrorists going around us, that we have to first calm ourselves down and then also make an aviraf, calmness. Adarav, it's a time to feel more that we're in the hands of Hashem. Sometimes we don't think about Hashem. Now we need Hashem. So we use this time as a time, let's open up our eyes. How much we're in the hands of Hashem. I never said this before, but I'll tell you a marshal. A year that was on a plane. And the plane had a problem. The wheels weren't coming down, and they were circling around the airport for a long period of time. People started getting more and more nervous. So finally, the ones in charge, the captain of the plane, realized that they can't not tell anybody what's happening because people are getting nervous. They decide they're going to take two of the stewardesses, explain to them to go out and tell people that things are under control, we're working on the problem, and now we keep calm them down. And this person, the Palamaisa, was there, and he told them what happened. He said, suddenly these two stewardesses come out, and they say, everybody, don't be afraid, everything's under control. Can you imagine what happened? The matter was this friend of mine that was on the plane. He was only with the yarmulke that everybody came up to him and asked him to daven for him. But I call upon him. What I'm saying is, the mashal I'm saying is, if you want to make avira of calmness in the home, the first thing we have to work on ourselves. And within ourselves, realize that Hashem set up every situation that we're in, and sometimes, easy situations, sometimes it is something that can arouse fright. But adarav, and Hashem is arousing fright only for one purpose, for us to come to Him. He doesn't want us to run away from Him, he wants to run to Him. And this is an opportunity, the Shakar Rishbofu, that yes, there is room for concern, but I know we're in your hands, everything's under control, and I can use this as a way to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu more into my life, more into my household, and then at the end, stick a feeling of, yes, tranquility, peace of mind, we'll go through this, it'll elevate us and make us better people, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that, we can give that message over to our children. They'll gain something from the situation also. See how see the parents, how the parents are reacting, and Mitzvah Shem, they themselves also grow from it. Mitzvah Shem, increase the Kochan Hashem, should bring us more Tziyat Hashemayah, more endless peace shown between one another, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mela, all the other things, all the Oizim will be taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tziyat Hashem, the cause.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.